Okay. Good evening, everybody. Sorry it's been a while since we had our previous share. I was away on yeshiva things and hopefully now will be Bez Hashem a lot more consistent. Okay, we're holding here, it's Yudalid in those people who are using the Mamor Amchal, and it starts with Tetachlis Abriya and so on. In other words, he had spoken about before, the piece before, about the need for a person to think and be mizbonein about certain things. And now he's going to ask the questions a person needs to ask himself. Hachakir Rishayna, Acha Shiedat Zeh, He Yois HaMasalach Lizbonein HaSchazos. After you understood that you're obligated to think about these things, the things that you need, I'm going to direct you, what are the important questions to ask? Now, I want to add a point over here. When we talk about asking questions, and being mizbonein, sometimes it's like, okay, here's the question, here's the answer. And sometimes it's more of something to think about. When I think about things, when I look at something and I ask myself who, what, when, where, I'm sort of it's a question, but I guess it would be similar to a rhetorical question in a form of speech. It's something where I'm more contemplating, wondering something, and so on. So, hina chakir eshena shetachkor haloi al kavanos isvashmoi al ma veloma bora eskalabriak dos hazos. The first thing is to ask himself, why did Ribbon Shem create such a huge bria? Valtoma, and maybe you're going to reply, uma ha odom shevach emelch vachshach shaftoi. Like, who are you to second guess Ribbon Shem? I mean, you're coming along and trying to understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. The Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's machshavas are very deep. It sounds very haughty that a person would be able to understand what Hashem wanted. So he says, that's the question. So he puts down a challenge. You're telling me that I should sit and think about the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel'olam, etc. And I'm going to ask a question. Why did Ribbono Shel'olam create the world? So that's a little bit haughty. In other words, it sounds as if we are assuming that we could think about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said and wanted and so on. Can we? So he answers the following. Adrabe, al zeh ne'amar, sod Hashem li reyav, u'brisa lo hidia. There's a pasuk in Tehillim. The secret of Hashem is only for those who fear him, and the covenant is what he tells them, what he gives over to them. The who asoid hakoil kol inyan amaisa masha osa vasha oisa visha achrov nimshochim kol chukois abriya shash kashash som lashmaim laots kol dasehe. So I think what he means here is that the pasuk says Hashem has a sod, and then there is a bris lahodia. So it's like a seed or a root with branches that flow out of that root. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a point in the bria that is hidden, and from that everything else flows. Let's give an example. Let's give a mashal. Imagine a person is trying to research the DNA of a living being. So assume we crack the code and we know what each feature, what it looks like when it's in DNA form. So by looking at the features of that particular animal, I could recreate a map of the DNA, because I know what the outcome is, so I know what the root is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into this Bria two nekudas, a nekud of sod, sod Hashem Re'ah. It's something that really is nister, and it's hidden from everyone. And then there is a bris, which is lohidia, but it's one and the same. One is the point of origin, totally hidden, and one is the expression, which is totally open. V'hu asod hakolol kol inyan ha'maisa she'osur she'oise. There is a sod that includes within itself everything that was done and will be done. V'sha'achram nimshochen kol chukas ha'briyas. And everything comes from it. Everything that's manifest itself comes from it. Let's give an example, another example on my page. When they discovered elements, so they discovered the elements, and elements had many different properties and some similar properties. And people were trying to figure out if there's any rhyme or reason behind these properties. And when they made the periodic table, they were able to see, the understand something about the structure by figuring out the points of commonness and so on. And a lot of the modern theory of atoms comes from it, because once we saw the different phenomena, how inert something is, or how volatile it is, how hard, soft, and all of these things, and we structured a table to fit the properties, and then we could see where it's coming from. So the Bria in the macro picture is Sod Hashem Lireyav Ubrisa Lodia. Tachlis Abria Tesva Kalor Lechol Amaisim Arav Magdolum Eilu Yimotzei Sof Tachlis Echad. It must be that all of these, this huge, incredible riot of different Nivroim, there must be one common purpose and one common origin. It's like when a person buys a set, I don't know if this will have, might have these kits where you could build a radio or this, that, and you get it, and it's like hundreds of parts. You say to yourself, they're meant to click together to make something, and that's really where it came from. So the sod is that point of origin that everything comes from. And the chukim that were put into place because of this kavana, that's bris lo'idiyam, who are bris ashasom l'chol nivra lama maskuntav l'yasa. It's a bris in the sense that it's immutable. Every single element in the Bria, every single entity in the Bria, is what it is, and it doesn't change. V'anirmas b'mila breishis bris eish mashav pishu b'tikunim tikun chof aleph. Now, let's go... in order about two things. First of all, this is very similar to a Kuzari. Kuzari is in Maima Dalet, I think it's Chaf, or it's Chaf, not mistaken, where he says one can understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria through two things. The extraordinary unity of the root of the Bria and the extraordinary variety at the expression of the Bria. And to me, the biggest example of that is, the best example of that is DNA. All DNA is exactly alike. All genetic material is extremely similar. And the difference in you and a cockroach genetically is very, 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 very small. And yet, using these simple code, using the simple code, I could have procreated everything from the tiniest ant to the greatest whale and everything in between. So both ends of that spectrum provoke tremendous admiration. The unity of creation at its root and the extraordinary variety how it expresses itself. That's, I think, parallel to the sod and to the bris. Now, one more point about this question, and this will be extremely helpful in understanding the limits of what questions are encouraged and what questions are not nogea. When we ask a question, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? We can be asking a psychological question. If a person does something, there is a reason behind it. What do I want? What am I getting at? What's driving me? V'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. Those questions are irrelevant regarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we don't understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, then how can we understand what makes him tick, so to speak? And Bechlau, when we ask a question in terms of why, we seem to be implying a need, a necessity, and then we're implying a shortcoming, also inapplicable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's not a question. Let's the question: what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want with all these things? What's the point of it? That is very, very applicable. So just like when I see somebody do all sorts of things, so I could ask why is he doing these things in the following way. A person does a lot of things to get attention. So I can say, why does he get it? Why is he doing all these things? My answer will be, well, he had a lack of attention when he was a young boy, and now he's trying to make up for it and wants everybody to take note of him and say this and this. That's one question of why with one answer. And again, obviously, this is totally inapplicable to Rabbi Shalom. There's another question of why, and that is, a person is a very shrewd person, and I see him first. He has lunch with this person, then he has lunch with that person, then he visits this one, and he avoids the other one. I ask why, in the sense of what is his end game? What's he trying to accomplish? That why we can ask, and not only can we ask, we need to ask. A person's Shaykh Zubayishlam is for what? What's the point of my living? What's the point of the world living? Okay, Tesayin. Ika Bria Adam. Ach Kidei La'Giyam. Tas Chalidash Bin Evroi Mir Ikri. So to get to that, we will need to set up the world and as a pyramid. So if I see somebody's maneuvering all sorts of people, I know he's trying to get to something. The question is, who is the means and who is the goal? So Hadoyim Sefer Chaim Inu Kvadai Ki Ein Toelas B'Maseihem. There's nothing really that we can say their actions have a toelas. Ve'ein Lam Seichel V'Havana. And they have no Seichel V'Havana. So their Maisim cannot be a purpose. Nimtza Nish'orim B'nei Adam Malachim. So you have people and Malachim. Ukeshetidrash on your name, Timtza Yois ben Adam Ika, Vamalochim Tfelim Lahem. And this is not as poshut as you would expect, because if somebody comes to me and says, What's the ik and the bria? So I say cows. He says, that can't be. Cows are physical beings that just sit and chew grass all day, do nothing but moo and eat grass. So I'm looking for something that has ruchnius, seichel, das, etc. So the answer is the malachim. That certainly is mu'ar, because even though I have an neshama and I could think some great machshavas, I also sit and eat grass, and I also moo, and you know, I'm a physical person. So bal korchach, I need to, it's a chiddush. So malachim are also not a purpose in the bria. You know, that's the famous pasuk that Malachim complained that, you know, why Adam was created. He's learning the pasuk. Hashem named Ma'ad Hashem Ruchol Oretz. Ashna Hoytchal Shemayim. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is Ad Ruchol Oretz, that is why he gets Hoyt Bashemayim. In other words, any shevach and any whatever you want to call it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets in Shemayim is mainly a feedback from what happens in Aretz. So Adam is the only one that can add, so to speak, or detract, so to speak, from Kvod Shemayim. He's the only one who can actually do something. Yudzayin Maisi Yisrael, v'yodanu mizeh, ki Maisi Yisrael mosif gogosa shalomaylo, and we know it's Klal Yisrael that can actually give something lamala. So let's go back a second and take the whole picture a minute. Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world because he desired something, he wanted something. Meaning, he quote-unquote needed something, quote-unquote. It means that this world is set up in a way that it will be giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu something that kaviyochol he needs. The framework of this world is a world that is being mashlim Elokim. And that's why it says Tnu Oz Elokim and Tzilat Chateshi. Because it's a metzias that is affected by this world. This is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the system. Yisrael po'alim lemata ba'aretz u'machzikim kol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael does things here, mitzvahs v'istovim, and the mechazik kol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'oz ha'koyach she'nischazik mara choyde b'meshorsim o'inav kuzay so'isom. This koyach then displays itself to the malachim, who are ready to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them do. Kefi mashum es'er lasis. So if we can use something of a contemporary mashal or dogma, just like imagine there's a microphone. So if someone to ask me, who's talking? Well, it's very simple. If the human speaker doesn't speak, the microphone is quiet. When the human speaker speaks, the microphone amplifies it and makes that sound available to all. So we really have a sort of a combination. But the initiator is Adam, and it's all Adam, but it doesn't become expressed fully till the loudspeaker is not speaking. And And therefore, any type of isiris, that happens is it's expressed through these mesharsim, kefimashu misur lasis bezivha the isiris of the melech is what makes the malachim turns the malachim on. So we have, and I'll explain in a minute, we have Klal Yisrael kaviyachol, an input of power into the Malkus Shel Olam, and then it is conveyed through these Mesharsim. That's the Pshat, the Mashmah Chazal say that the Malachim can't say Kedusha till we don't say Kedusha. It's the same thing like the Mashmah with the mic and the person talking. The loudspeaker does not speak when a person's not talking, and ideally there's no noise, there's nothing happening when the person is not talking. But once a person talks, it is amplified through the speaker system, and what you hear the loudspeaker, but it's Adam that you hear. Ve'ata nachsa shoshinyan, nimtza, ke'aziv asher behem, me'yisoyris hamelech, the ziv that you have is from the yisoyris hamelech, that's where the malachim, that's the hoytcha l'shamayim, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ziv that he endows on the malachim, v'yisoyris hamelech me'mayis Yisrael, and yisoyris the melech me'mayis Yisrael. Hare Yisrael Ikra Koel. So Klal Yisrael is the Ikra. V'lochein nema ma'ade shimcha b'chol ha'aretz. Zehu ha'koach. Ha'mekabel shem ha'kodesh ba'aretz b'sod tnu oz olehim. And this is the meaning of ma'ade shimcha b'chol ha'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gets his strength, so to speak, from the Aretz. The Kram Kavosh and Kodesh Ba'aretz Besoy Tnu Oz Elohim Shezacharti Ashet No Hoyt Chal HaShemayim Hu HaHoyd HaMis'atzel Bahis Eirus U Mispasha HaShemayim Bamashosa Oynim Shal. So it's sort of a cycle. We Kaviyochel give HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koach. With that Koach, He charges the malachim, and with that, the malachim are mashpia tov on us. So it's sort of a positive cycle going round and around. We are tnuah zalehim, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu relays that to the malachim, and the malachim bestow good upon us. Going back to the beginning, this is really the tachlis of asking a question. The question is, for what purpose did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? What was the Mahalach? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want out of this world? That is the question that was asked. And the answer is, he wants Adam to endow him with the Koach to activate Malachim to bestow good upon him. That's the cycle over here. I once said it's a, in Hebrew, there are two words that are used to ask the question why. There's lama and madua. In modern Hebrew, it's usually lama. Lama madua is kind of it's more sort of formal. You use it sometimes dramatically. It's not a word that usually use. You can tell somebody's an American, Madua ata osa kach v'kach. Say lama. But there's a big difference in Madua and lama. The word lama is lema, towards what purpose? Madua comes from like the word das, meaning what mechanism inside you, what psychological mechanism is causing you to do this? Are you upset? Are you angry? Somebody goes around breaking. I see somebody breaking walls. So If he looks professional to me, I say it's probably a demolition crew, and I ask him, what is it that you want to build over here? If it's a kid throwing a tantrum, I know he's very angry, very upset, and I'll ask him, you know, why are you so angry and upset? What's kind of, you know, what's the, what's bothering you? Because one of them, I see it as, what's the right word for it, as a cause, and one of them I see a purpose. Okay, we'll hold it over here. I think this is a piece by itself. And Bez Hashem, I hope next week we'll be able to have a share. There'll be some a bit of a difficult arrangement, but Bez Hashem, there should be a share. And I hope to be consistent as much as was possible. Okay.